Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eddie in Rockland County.
Eddie.
Evan, Joe, what's happening? Two things. First, on the Giants, on Shermer again. He has no game plan. You're playing a playoff team. You throw it to the tight end, Edelson, at least 10 times. You run Penny up the middle about 10 times. And you use Tillman on the edges and in the screen game. You don't use Penny in the screen game. You don't throw it to the wide receivers when you try to get back in the game. You milk the clock. You try to get them in the fourth quarter. He doesn't have a game plan for anybody. That's the bottom line. And, Joe, one thing on the Jets.
Yep. By the way, he was missing like four of his top offensive guys in his game. Let's not forget that. But go ahead.
Listen, he throws when he should run, and he runs when he should throw. That's the bottom line on Shermer. When was the last time, Joe, you did the Jet chant?
I don't think I do the Jet chant.
What a question.
Why would you ask me that question? I mean, I don't sit there doing J-E-T. That's not my deal. I don't do that. Why?
When was the last time, though?
I don't know. I can't even remember. Why?
Because I just wonder, you know. It's been a long time, you know. I haven't had anything to do with Jet chant. I want to know when was the last time you blasted one out.
I think that's a funny question.
What would you ask me that, a dumb question like that?
I don't think he thinks it's dumb. I think he's...
Why
you know
would
what?
You ask
right.
me something as ridiculous as that? Is he trying to be funny?
I actually thought it was funny.
I didn't see where there was any humor to it at all. I don't know if I've ever done the J-E-T-S. Well, I don't think I've ever done that.
It's funny you say that.
Even at a game. I don't think I've ever done it at a game.
It's funny you say that. Neither have I. I'm not into that kind of crap.
That's nonsense.
I'm not into it. I don't like the Jets.
What do you think? As soon as I see Fireman Ed get up, let me get up. Fireman Ed's up. You're getting everybody riled. Let's go.
I don't think he was taunting you, though. I really don't. I actually thought the question was kind of funny.
I thought it was ridiculous.
I thought he was
a Giant fan that was trying to be an ass. You
want
to know? Yeah, of course.
Did you feel that way, Ernie?
Yes, totally did.
Or a Jet fan.
He's not a Giant fan. He
said he's a Giant fan.
He was yelling about Shermer. Unless he had money on the Giants.
No, I think he's a Giant. Was he trying to be an ass, Ernie?
No, I don't think he's trying to be.
Yeah, I don't think he was, man.
Why would you ever?
Joe, you should hear some of the questions I get asked off the air, and they're not trying to be jerks. They just people have weird questions
about the Jets chant. Why? I don't. And honestly, bro, for all the games I've been to Jet games in my life, I don't think I've ever done it.
Well, see, that's where I think it's interesting because we as fans are weird with the things we do and the things we don't do. Right?
You think I sit there and go J-E-T? What are you kidding me?
No, I don't either. I'm with you on that. I think he was. Here's what.
There's another four-letter word I might chant.
What's that?
Well, you know, it begins with an S.
You know
but
what
I mean? But the J-E-T-S, I don't know.
The reason I think he wasn't trying to be a jerk is I think he was merely saying, hey, when was the last time you felt good about the team? Not, you know, picturing
you. Well,
then
say that. Don't ask me something dumb like that.
I may have to re-listen to that question again. Maybe you're right.
I took it as a knock, to be honest with you.
I did not.
Like he's trying to be funny. Your team stinks or whatever. You know, I know they stink. No, we didn't know that. Like, I sit here, like what kills me, too, is, like, I sit here, like, waving pom-poms for the Jets. God knows anything but that.
But the guy wasn't waving pom-poms for the Giants either.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not knocking that.
Right.
I'm not knocking that.
No, but I'm saying it's not like he was an arrogant fan of his team. He ripped his own team.
No, I know. That's fine. I didn't get it. That was a dumb question. It was dumb.
Interesting. Should we pull this, Ernie? I'm curious.
I thought it was ridiculous.
You want me to call him up and ask him?
Don't call him up.
I thought that was a ridiculous
question. Now, here's what we're going to do, Ernie, all right? Cut that clip for our podcast, all right? I don't know if you know, Joe. We have a podcast. You go to radio.com.
All the guys I know that are hardcore Jet fans, okay, all my buddies who are hardcore Jet fans, and most of the guys I know are actually Giant fans, but there's a few. I don't think any of them.
You think there's a line like that? Because I don't do it either.
No, I do the chant.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I get into it. Yeah.
Okay. And he's a diehard fan.
You are. To me, it's just.
I used to get into the Yankee chants also back in the day.
That's not my deal.
But you know what? Here's the difference.
I'm usually too busy swearing at him.
Do you do Let's Go Mets?
Probably.
Okay, can I do too?
I don't sit there going, but I'm not sitting there, let's go, man. I'm not doing that all the time. I might say, hey, let's go Mets once.
You know what?
Let's go Mets. Let's go. You know, that kind of thing.
Oh, I got you.
I wouldn't sit there. Yeah.
The only time I chant let's go Mets is when I go to a road stadium because you're trying to, take over the ballpark. That's the only time.
Yeah.
Here's what you do, Ernie. Cut the clip of this caller. Sometime this weekend, I'll tweet it, and we'll do a poll and see if people agree with you that the guy
I'll post the podcast on Twitter, and then I'll put a poll underneath it.
Okay, you want to do the poll?
Yes.
All right, go take care of it.
Now do the radio.com mention.
That's what makes you great, Ernie.
Yeah, so you can download that podcast at radio.com. We have an app, iTunes, and your favorite podcast platform. It's the Joe and Evan podcast. You can listen to us.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.